I think we'll begin our service, although I know there will be those that are still on their way and will be coming in during the service. You may not get here until later on this evening. And there aren't very many of us, but there's enough of us to have a service. I dare say that some of you meet together, and there might be only two or three or four or five of you sometimes, and you have a good service, because that's what the Scripture says. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there will I be in the midst of them. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
Brad and Carrie, good to see you here from way down east. Some here from the U.S. That's great. Brad, would you come and open in prayer, please?
Blessed be the Lord. Praise God. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you this evening with great expectation. Lord, we're so thankful that we can gather together and know that your presence will be here to meet us. And Lord, we ask now as we wait for your presence and we just look to bask in that wonderful presence, that you would minister to each and every one that is here. Lord, help us to have a heart that would understand as you minister unto us.
Amen.
Lord, we just ask your presence here this evening, and we pray that you'd be with the ones that are still on their way. Just give them a safe journey, bring them swiftly into our presence, we pray. Lord, we can't help but think of the ones that aren't able to be here. Lord, the ones that might be sick or just otherwise not able to travel, we pray that you'd be with them. And just bless them. Let them feel your presence wherever they are. Just guide this gathering now by your Holy Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, this is 2016, in case you hadn't checked your calendar. If you take 2016 and subtract 1948 from it, I think you get 68 years. Take 68 years off your life, and how old are you? That's quite a while ago, isn't it? Some of you are, as my father-in-law used to say, still picking daisies. You weren't around. I remember one time I was having a chat with a fellow back in Birch Hills. You haven't heard me talk about Birch Hills for a long time, have you? So, bringing it back, resurrecting the great little town. Anyway, we're having this discussion, and the discussion got around to life expectancy. And so he said to me, he said, I think for men it's about 80 years. And I said, yeah, well, I'm not sure about that, but I think it's in there somewhere. So he had a measuring tape on his desk, and he pulled it off his desk, and he drew it down to drew it up to 80 inches. And he said, how old are you? And I remember I said, I'm 68, because that's how old I was at the time. So it's a few years ago. And then he just rolled it right back to 12. And he said, well, this is what you got left. And you know, I'm halfway through that 12 already, so things aren't looking good. Anyway, we are overjoyed and happy, so happy that we are together again, just praising the Lord. I would like to read a scripture before we do some singing. And the scripture is found, for anyone that is interested in its location, is found in Hebrews, the 10th chapter. And I'm going to begin at the 19th verse. I'm going to read it from the Phillips, so that might be a little hard to follow in the King James. It says this: "So by virtue of the blood of Jesus Christ, you and I, my brothers, may now have confidence to enter the Holy of Holies by a fresh and living way, which he has opened up for us by himself, passing through the curtain, that is, his own human nature. Further, since we have a great high priest set over the household of God, let us draw near with true hearts and fullest confidence, knowing that our inmost souls have been purified by the sprinkling of his blood, just as our bodies are cleansed by the washing of clean water. In this confidence, let us hold on to the hope that we profess without the slightest hesitation." Let us hold on to the hope that we have in Christ without the slightest hesitation. For he is utterly dependable. And let us think of one another and how we can encourage each other to love and to good deeds. And let us not hold aloof from our church meetings as some do. Let us do all we can to help one another's faith, and this the more earnestly as we see the final day drawing ever nearer." You know, when you look at your television screens, listen to your radio or whatever media you may choose to listen to or look at, things don't look good, do they? Are you just so pleased about everything you see? This is really going in the right direction. Things are getting so much better every day. Is that right? It's the very reverse, isn't it? Things are going kind of crossways, more down than up. But you know, regardless of what you see, regardless of what you hear, God is in control. Absolutely in control of his creation. And he has chosen you, and he has chosen me, that we might play our little part in what he wants to accomplish. And that's why we're here, that we might just play our part in what God is doing. And remember, he doesn't have part of his creation in mind. He has his whole creation in mind. That's his objective. That's his goal. We just have to just stand in our place and do as he wants us to do. You know, I get ahead of myself all the time. And I kept saying to myself as I was coming up here, make sure you welcome the people. So now I'll break in for, "Hey, good to see you. Welcome to Feast 2016. It's so good to see you, and we're together again just praising the Lord." With that little bit of an introduction, I just had that scripture kind of on my mind, and I thought I'd like to read it, because we are people who should be exhorting one another. We should be encouraging one another to go on, to push on into the glorious things that God has for His people. I would like to begin with a song called We Have Come Here. It's on 198 in the Red Book, if you have one. We have come here to praise Your name. We have come here to praise Your name. Let the Spirit lead us in worship. We have come here to praise Your name. Thank you, Hazel.
Please. Spirit, unite us in love. We have come here to praise your name.
Now, everybody knows what they've come here for. Right? We've just sung what you've come here for.
Yes.
You haven't come here to hear my voice or anyone else's voice. You've come here to hear the voice of the Lord, to praise his name.
Yes, amen.
Oh, the glory of his presence. 47 in the back.
You don't know the words.
Glory of your presence.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Glory to God.
Bless
hallelujah.
The
hallelujah.
Bless
praise
bless
the name
the
of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Bless the
wonderful
Lord.
Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
Praise the holy name of
bless
the Lord.
The Lord. Oh, bless
glory
the
to
Lord.
God.
Bless the
glory
Lord.
Glory to God.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the
hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Wonderful Jesus.
Yes, amen.
Holy, holy is God the
anyone here doesn't know, and you have a red book, that's, when we say red, that's this color. It's on 202, and we're singing the chorus, and I'd like to sing it again. Let's sing it with great gusto, because this salvation that we have is just incredible. It's just unbelievable. That somehow the Lord privileged you and privileged me to be able to see it, to be able to enter into it, and to be able to live it as best we can. The salvation of God is something special. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's sing it from the bottom of our hearts.
Amen.
Being up in heaven such as we have never known, when the angels sing the praises of the Lamb upon His throne, their sweet laughter and their voices.
Hold it. Little help here. Little help up here with these verses. We're okay on the chorus. Well, thanks.
Yeah.
But I hear another anthem, with voices clear and strong. Unto Him who hath redeemed us, and has brought us His song. We have come through tribulations to this land so fair.
Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the Lord.
I tell you, I think the courts of heaven are ringing tonight. I've never heard that song sung just like that before. I've heard it before, but you made it alive tonight in my heart as you sang it. Now, I would like to, I don't know whether I'm treading on shaky ground here when I want a song that I don't know very well, and then I think somebody else will know it. I've been burnt on that a few times already, and I never learned. This song is I think one we should sing tonight. It's Jesus, Your Name is Power. I see some heads nodding. Thank goodness for that. For those of you that may not know it, Jesus, Your Name is Power. Jesus, Your Name is Might. Jesus, Your Name will break every stronghold. Jesus, Your Name is Life. The second verse, Jesus, Your Name is Healing. Jesus, Your Name gives sight. Jesus, Your Name will free every captive. Jesus, Your Name is Life. Third verse, Jesus, Your Name is Holy. Jesus, Your Name brings light. Jesus, Your Name above every other. Jesus, Your Name is Life. You know that one, Urban?
No, I don't.
Well, it's not in the book. Don't look for it. It's not in the red book, at least. Byron, are you coming up? You know it? You don't know it. Okay, you nodders here a while ago. I know we've sung it in the North Battleford Assembly. Right up here. Wow. Yep, right here. Second verse, Jesus, Your Name is Healing. Your Name is Healing. Jesus, Your Name gives sight. Yes. Jesus, Your Name will free every captive. Jesus, Your Name is Life. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus, Your Name is Holy. Jesus, your name brings light. Jesus, your name above every other. Jesus, your name is life.
Jesus, your name.
Excuse me. My brother says that you stay here. Just come again. He'd like it again. And that's fine. This is a good song. You know, there's something about the moving of the Spirit of God that you can't replicate. You can try in your human effort, but you'll never replicate it. It can't be counterfeited. The enemy can try, but the spirit of discernment will show it for what it is. And the Spirit of God is a wonderful thing. You know, I'm amazed how you can ask somebody to come and sing. And they don't even know before they come into the service that they're going to do that. You know, in the natural, you got to have some practice. You got to have a few sessions, you know, to get ready for this. Well, these people aren't ready. They're just doing it. Because the Spirit of God is moving this way. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Jesus, your name. Jesus, your name.
Hallelujah. Healing and miracles and deliverances have come to the house of God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And at the name of Jesus, sicknesses would have to go. Diseases would have to go.
Hallelujah.
Miracles occur. Deliverance will have to come about. The sick are being touched. The blind eyes are open. The deaf ears are unstopped. And miracles occur in our homes, Amen. In our lives, at the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There is a moving of God's Spirit here, no doubt. And we sense His moving in a tremendous way. The strongholds will be broken. And God is bringing about that deliverance within our hearts and our lives. There is within our hearts and in our life the struggles, personal struggles, that God wants to set us free tonight. God wants us to walk in the light and walk in the freedom that we can serve Him in spirit and in truth. And so tonight, the Spirit of God is wooing us unto Himself. And He's saying to us to come just as we are. Come just as we are. Because sometimes we tend to think we have to be so holy and so righteous. And these things are not accomplished in ourselves, but it's accomplished through our high priest. And He's called us to stand fast, to make sure that profession, that we do not waver tonight. Amen. And so sometimes, brethren, it is not necessary for preaching of the Word of God. The gospel of the kingdom is the demonstration of the power of God. And that's it. It's a reality that we have to live out that gospel of the kingdom of God. That gospel, which is the power of God. And I underline those words, the power of God unto salvation. And it does not stop at salvation. It goes beyond the power of God unto salvation, healing, deliverances, freedom, and everything else that you could think of. That's the way the Lord moves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Praise thy wonderful name. I know some of us have traveled far and have come traveled for many, many hours. But the Spirit of God will refresh you even right now and cause you to be refreshed in Him and cause you to have a good night's rest tonight. But He's doing something in your hearts. He's doing something in your lives. And more so, I'll tell you something, just like the faith of the centurion servant that came, the centurion that came to Jesus, and he said, Lord, just say the word, my servant will be healed. Saying the word, some of us have left our homes, we have left our workplaces, we have left circumstances behind that are very troublesome, circumstances that are so burdensome. God will give you that deliverance from here. This is the epicenter of God's Holy Spirit moving and touching lives beyond what we can think. Yes, for that runaway boy or girl, for that problem at home, in your finances, for that problem with a neighbor, for that difficulties surrounding you at work, and the enemy seems to be encroaching in your territory, God is delivering you even right now. In Jesus' name, we have to believe God for these things. As we stand in His presence, let us expect the unexpected from the Almighty God. That's why we're here. We are not here to play church. The days of playing church is over with. We are here to stand firm in the gap and to ensure that we receive what God has intended for us, intended for His church. in the book of Acts chapter 3, when Peter and John, I often just think about that. They were just coming out of that beautiful temple gate, and there was a man in need. He had a tremendous need, but he did not know what his need was. He was begging for money and arms, but that was not his need. And thank God for the servants of God that could have identified his need. And they said, it's not money. Today, in the modern churches, you'll say, give us money, and that's the answer. No, the answer that is needed is the demonstration of God's power. What America needs is a demonstration of God's power. What Canada needs is a demonstration of God's power. What you need, what I need in our homes, in the churches, in our community, is the demonstration of the power of God. Nothing less will work. That's what we need. That's why we come here. And that's why we say the name Jesus speaks of that healing. The name Jesus speaks of that power. Jesus is not just a name, but is a name above every name. It's a name that carries the power of God with it and its accomplishment thereof. So we speak these things into your life and into your homes, not because we want to say it, but because God says it. And the Lord respects that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. That name is a powerful name. We recently came back from Africa and from India and from the Caribbean and so on. And we have encountered many, many issues. But the name of Jesus seems to be unraveling those situations, healing people, touching people, because he is alive. Hallelujah. You know, tonight a sermon is not necessary. I really felt that by the presence of the Lord here. A sermon, we can preach from now till tomorrow. And, you know, like what the Apostle Paul did. And somebody could tumble down and fall on the floor or something. But that's not it. We want to be led by the Spirit. And if you're able to continue to stand, if you're more comfortable seated, that's fine. We're going to pray. So just bow our heads. Close our eyes. If you feel comfortable sitting, that's okay. And we want to just pray for you here. And we want you to focus. Focus and believe God. Let's believe God for the unexpected. And whatever, you can believe God for your home, your personal circumstances. Sometimes you don't even have to tell someone. God knows the details. And as even without, if you feel led to come forward here, we'll pray for you. But sometimes, even in the aisle, the Spirit of God is moving and touching lives. He's able to do it. We don't necessarily have to go through the rituals of doing these things. God Almighty, God All-Powerful, unstoppable, beyond our imagination. That's the God we serve. And that's the place he wants us to dwell in. This is the hour. This is the time that this God's Spirit is moving. Never than before. In Africa here, we had a group of people that came forward to be filled, and every one of them spoke in tongues in that new language. Some came up for healing and they were prayed for and so forth, but we do not know the full result. But this we know, God answers. The glory gets to God. We don't want any of God's glory. And so that praise and honor goes to our God. And that's what is going to happen here tonight. We have a few more days here at this camp. And we want you to focus, to zoom in into the presence of God and touch the Almighty and let him touch your lives and receive the power of God. And see the difference that is going to take place in your life. Yes, I want to encourage you. Coming here to this feast is not for listening to new doctrines and new revelations and so on. It is important that we walk in the present revelation. And then God will increase that revelation. Then we could go on with him. But there's no point that we look for new revelations from somewhere and we're not walking obediently in what we've got. That's very, very important. And before we pray, many of us are not are filled with the Holy Spirit, but we need that fresh infilling of God's Holy Spirit. Remember, the church, The church is a dynamic entity born of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Remember Peter, as he stood there in the book of Acts chapter 2. And he said, the scripture says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, that was the time of the harvest grain time, which is about this time here, the feast of Pentecost. And the Spirit of God came down in no uncertain term. And Peter said, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Hallelujah. This is that. And so we hear about all these revivals that take place in 1948, in 1904, the Welch Revival, in 1906, the Azusa Street Revival, and all these revivals, and so that's taking place. We want to hear 2016 revival in our hearts. We want to be updated. We want to dwell in that stream. And so when Peter mentioned those words, he quoted from the book of Joel, Joel chapter 2, when the Lord says, I will pour out my spirit. Hallelujah. I will. It's God's will tonight for that pouring out of his spirit. And I like that word pour, P-O-U-R. It means a continuous flow. Hallelujah. A flow from one vessel that has into a vessel that is receiving. And that's what we are, God's vessel receiving that outpouring of God's Holy Spirit pouring into us. That's what the church needs. We do not need new programs. We do not need the philosophies of men. We do not need the ideas. We might study this. We might think about it. We might go all different directions trying to improve things. But it's only by the Spirit of God. It's not by might, nor by power, but by my Holy Spirit, says the Lord. And that's what God is doing. So, saints of God, arise. Arise this day. Let your faith be released and receive what God has for you. Amen. Amen. So we're going to sing that song again. And as we sing that song, we're going to ask you if there is a need in your life that you need prayer for, just come forward here. We're going to ask the brethren to pray for you. That's what we're here for. We are here not to let you go. We are here to pray with you. And I don't care if you've asked for prayer 1,000 times. Well, make it 1,001 tonight if there's a need. Don't be discouraged. Don't feel, oh, I'm always bothering the brethren. I'm always, taking up the elders' time. Forget about that. That's the ego and that's the self. You need that healing. Come forward here. You need that miracle. Come, here is your place to be. You need that deliverance as a child of God. Just walk straight here and the presence of God and God's power, and you will prove the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we sing that song again? And while we ask you to come forward to pray for prayer at the altar here, and we are going to ask the brethren just to come and join you. You're not standing alone. We're standing with you. That's what a camp is all about. That's what a feast meeting is all about. And I think I've talked already excessive. We want to give place to the Holy Spirit here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you raise that song again for me? Amen. Hallelujah. Just feel free to come forward. Don't let your deliverance slip by. The waters are stirring.
Jesus, your name is love. Jesus, your name is healing. Jesus, your name is sight. Jesus, your name will free.
Be shy. Just feel free to come forward. Don't let nothing hold you back.
Jesus, your name is holy. Jesus, your name brings light. Jesus, your name above.
brethren, just to come forward here and just to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Touch me, oh, he touched me, and all the joy that floods my soul, something happened, and now shackled by a heavy burden, a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now, amen, no longer the same. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, I know he touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise Him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. Oh, sing it. Amen. Oh, amen. He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since He cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise Him. I'll shout it eternity rolls. He touched me. Oh, He touched me. Amen. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me touched the hem of His garments, as to His side she stole. Amongst the crowd that gathered around Him, and straight away she was whole. Touch the hem of His garment, and thou too shall be free. His saving power this very hour shall bring new life to thee. Oh, touch, amen, the hem of His garment, and thou too shall be free. His saving power
shall. Amen, amen.
Glory to God, his saving power. This very hour shall bring new life to thee. She only touched the hem of his garment, as to his side she stole amongst the crowd that gathered around him, and straightway she was whole. The hem of his garment thou too shalt be free. His saving power this very hour shall bring new life to thee. Oh, touch the hem of his garment, shall be free. His saving power this very hour shall bring new life to thee. She came in fear and trembling before him, she knew her Lord had come. She felt that from him virtue had healed her. A mighty deed was done. Oh, touch the hem of his garment, and thou too shall be free. His saving power, his very hour shall bring new life to thee. He turned with daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. And peace that passeth all understanding with gladness fill her home.
Amen. Oh, touch the hem of his garment, and thou too shall be free. His saving power this very hour shall bring new life to
Page 34 at the back. It's a lovely, lovely name. I might need Brian up here to help me on that.
It's a lovely, lovely name, the name of Jesus. It's a lovely, lovely name, the name I love. It's a lovely, lovely name, the name of Jesus. It's a lovely, lovely name, lovely name. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name I love.
Thank you. You can be seated. And before I take my seat, just a few words of cautionary words, if you will. God has begun something here. Amen?
Yes.
I really believe that. And He will continue. But we have got to continue in that vein. As we leave here and we have our snack and fellowship and so, and when we get back to our rooms, spend that time in prayer. Reach out to the Lord. There's a room behind here. I know this is probably the announcement section, but there's a room behind here. We can fill it up. And we will see the hands of God. He's already begun. And He will do it. And He's touching far and wide, beyond our expectations. And so let us continue. And for those of us who we would have prayed for, remember, we often say symptoms come and symptoms go, right? So when the symptoms come back, you, if there's a pain in your leg, or just rest your hands and you continue to claim that healing. Our faith will be tested. The testing time is now, but as we stay on course and we remain in that vein of looking to the Lord, He will give us that complete deliverance. Amen?
Amen.
So let's, within the next few days at camp, to bring some direction to you as God's people, that you should continue to grab hold, I use that word, hold on to the horns of the altar. And believe God. Believe God. I know sometimes our faith we struggle. But like Thomas, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Amen? Let's not just take this feast meetings for granted. God has begun something and he will continue to do it. The waters have begun to stir. Things have begun to happen in the spirit. We may not be able to analyze everything. We don't want to. That's God's business once he's doing, you know. Amen? That's all. I'll take my seat. Thank you, brother.
Now for the sermon. Oh, I mean the announcements. I'd like to go first here because I should be back in there. So I'll get this out of the way and then I can go there. There will be after-service refreshments, as in previous feasts and camps. And this is for the older crowd. Younger people can go to the canteen. When you come in, I want to draw this out a little bit because we need time. So I know you've heard this before and you're tired of it, but I'm just a reminder. You know, the scripture talks about reminders. You know that? Peter talks about being reminded about the things of the Spirit. And so I'm reminding you about this announcement that I give every year. When you come in, there's a bowl at the front of the table, and we'd like you to make your contribution to the refreshments there. All we're interested in is, recouping the costs of the refreshments, which I think you've enjoyed over the years. Irene and I have been looking after it for quite a few years now, and probably because nobody else wants it. So what we need from you is, if there are a couple of assemblies that can help out for Friday night and for Saturday night, we would like to hear from you. So if you would approach either Irene or myself about that, we would very much appreciate it. And so enjoy. That's my announcement. There are others, I am sure, come forth.
I'd like to meet with the parents of the children who are staying in the dorms, and I'd like you to come up and meet with me immediately after the service so we can quickly discuss dorm supervision, and we have to have someone in the men's, in the boys' dorm and the ladies' dorm, and for the next three nights. So if we could get names down for all three nights right away, that would be just great. Anyone else who would like to assist with that could come as well, but we must have one parent in each of the dorms. Any other announcements?
Can I take a couple minutes and tell you what happened at the jail on Tuesday night? My hand doesn't work very good without my arm, and those of us who go into the jail feel like the hand, and those who pray are like the arm. And on Tuesday night of this past week, we went in, and there was a young man there I'd never met before. His name was Cameron. And he didn't know who we were or why we were there, but when the other boys see us and they embrace us, then he warmed up to us right away. So him and one other boy came up and said, tell us what happens in the when people are cast into the lake of fire. We want to know about that. So I said to them, well, let's read. And so I'm just going to read what it said. And then I saw a great white throne and one seated on it, from whose presence both the earth and the sky fled and vanished. It's in Revelation chapter 20. Then I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books concerning what they had done. And I said to the boys, that sounds fair, doesn't it? We just get judged by what we've done. And they agreed. Cameron, did I mention he's 14 years old? And so then I said, the sea gave up its dead, and death and the grave gave up the dead which were in them, and men were judged, each according to what had been done. And death and the grave were themselves hurled into the lake of fire, which is the second death. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. So I said to the boys, do you know how to get your name in the Lamb's book of life? And they said, no. And I was sitting right across from Cameron, and Kona was just beside me. And I said, you just say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I need you to come into my heart and save me from my sins and be my Savior. And Cameron said, what were those words? And I said, just say to Jesus, I'm a sinner. And he said, I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. And he said, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. And then he said, be my Savior. And he just repeated every word and was born into the kingdom of God without a prayer, but just by the Spirit of God, just immediately right there in front of us. And so we thank God that Jesus, your name is power. Jesus, your name is light. It's all about Jesus. He can save and he can heal, and he's still doing it today. Praise his name. We can go rejoicing, know that God is adding and adding and adding to his church. After that, I said, do you feel anything? And he just clutched his chest and he said, it just feels different. So we're praying that he'll just grow and grow in the Lord. And he got himself a Bible. He had to pay some money for that, but he was willing to do that. About breakfast tomorrow and the meals all day tomorrow. It's the usual for those of you who have heard me say this how many times since 1980? but we are looking for Albertans to especially be helping tomorrow. How many are here from Alberta? Hands held high? Okay. How many wish they were? Oh, some of the same. I saw that. So Albertans and others, we have work starting as early as 6 o'clock when there's potatoes to be peeled, there's porridge to be made, eggs to be cooked, oranges to be cut, meals to be served during the course of the meal. And the first meal starts at 7:30. The breakfast meal goes till 8. And then again, we need a crew coming for right immediately after the morning service, approximately 12. And then again, if you're a worker, we need you to come at 5 o'clock to help serve the meal at 5:30. So Alberta, if you can come. Anyone else who wants to come, you will not be turned away. And if all you end up doing is overcrowding the list, we can just have a coffee and talk about it. Yeah. So, but anyway, there is a board to sign your name up for each day. Would you kindly do that as soon as you can so we know how many people we need to recruit? And then it's everybody who is not from Alberta or Saskatchewan on Saturday, including Regina. You got that? And then on Sunday, it will be the folks from Saskatchewan minus Regina. So we'll keep repeating that. Anyone else have an announcement? No, stand please. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for being so generous tonight with us. We are just so grateful to you for the kind of Heavenly Father you are, for your wonderful Son who has saved us and redeemed us, O Lord, and is changing us, transforming us. Lord, we feel this meeting was an important meeting for all of us. We need to be transformed, O Lord. We need to belong to the kingdom of heaven more than we ever have, and we need to belong to Jesus more than we ever have. And so, dear Lord, as we go from this place, we pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to contend with us, and we will do the work that we must do to abide in you by praying and speaking in tongues and fellowshipping with one another, Lord. And everybody said, Amen. Amen.